fingers of Furious. I'm not happy with this each time football or something and you drop the glass. Ikram?
Well, that's just my guesses then.
No, you are right, you're absolutely right. I know, I could tell.
I think you should have told us.
I would rather sit with you, Ikram. Especially if you are 5-2 down. What can you expect? So we make dua from here, isn't it?
We make a bayan from here.
Asif, what do you think?
It's not over till it's over.
Yeah?
It's not over till it's over.
What do you mean?
It's 5-2 down, but I think that we'll pull it back.
Then pull it back?
Yeah.
It's already half an hour, no signs.
بچوں کو کب قدر آئے گی علم کی
مولانا صاحب دے نو دس یور فیوریٹ ٹیم اینڈ سو دے گیون سو دے ڈائریکٹ تو استاد جی چھو
واٹ از اون ٹی وی
ہم تو فار بول دیتے ہیں اونلی اف اٹس ا فائنل ان دی ورلڈ کپ
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام على سید المرسلین وعلى آلہ واصحابہ واہل بیتہ اجمعین اما بعد I don't know whether we've worked out or we've realized that we are only less than a week away from the beginning of the month of Ramadan. By next week at this time, Ikram, we would be reading Taraweeh. And you will be leading Taraweeh at this time. Umar, true isn't it? Because the first Taraweeh is either going to be on Tuesday night or on Wednesday night, although there is a more possibility of it being on Wednesday night. So latest Taraweeh is going to be on Wednesday night, that's the latest. So if you work out from today, then we are only less than a week. Question is, what preparation has Maqsood made? Hamza? Hamza? Welcome, beta. Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome. Question is, whilst we're only about a week away, what sort of preparations have we made? Especially for those who are Hafiz. What preparations have we made? Maqsood, aapne kya preparation ki hai? Ji?
Samosa banaya.
Aapne samosa banaye.
Homemade.
Aapne khud ne banaye. آپ کو آپ نے وائف کو ہیلپ کی تو بہت بڑی تیاری ہوئی بہت بڑی تیاری ہوئی
کیا بنایا
سموسے بنائے اس میں
سموسے بنائے
جی
اچھا
اور کیا تیاری کی
خاص تیاری
ये पूछना चाहते हैं वो तो जवाब ही नहीं दिया.
नहीं तो उस नहीं नहीं मैंने ये पूछना चाहा जो तैयारी की है वो बताओ, चाहे ऑफ अ फिजिकल नेचर, ऑफ अ प्रैक्टिकल नेचर, ऑफ अ स्पिरिचुअल नेचर, ऑफ एन एजुकेशनल नेचर. एंड यस ही हैज रिस्पोंडेड राइटली कि मैंने अपनी बीवी को समोसा बनाने में पूरी मदद की और मैं किचन से नहीं निकला जी, नमाजें जाती रहीं लेकिन वो समोसे बनते रहे. फजर टू ज़ुहर. Everybody should make some preparations from now. Do you know what? Every individual has been given a specific number of Ramadan that they will enjoy in this dunya. Whoever has been sent in this world, he has been given specific number of Jumas of Ramadan that you will celebrate, you will have 50 Ramazans in your life. How many Ramadan we've already had, that we know. Ever since we were born, isn't it? Although many of them have gone without us even realizing. Either we were too young or we were in full play and we didn't realize. Many of them we could not respect. So some we didn't even know because we were too young. Some of them we were just too sort of naive about it. Again, too young, and therefore they went in play. Other Ramazans went because we did not respect them enough. How many have already departed and left, that we know, but how many are left is nobody knows. And the number could be as silly as none left, as I speak. The number could be already zero as I speak, no more, not even this one, not even the coming one. Because all the people who are going to die during the next one whole week, they've all had zero left. Do you think would they ever know this, that I've got no more Ramadan left? Nobody would know, nobody would realize that they've got none left. The last one was the last one. The gone was the last one. So can anybody put to his life how many Ramadan he's still got to enjoy? Nobody can. That is something, when we talk about Ramadan, is something to keep in our minds. How many Ramadans have gone, I know. How many left, I don't know. As you guys being Ahlul Quran, let me share these important tips for you. From your perspective also. Number two, when we think about preparation for Ramadan, then what is important, Tariq, is to decide that this Ramadan is going to be better than all the previous Ramadans. That is very important. It doesn't matter how little difference there will be compared to the last, but this one has to be the best of all the Ramadans you've ever had. That is so important. Why am I saying that's important? Because if you have had any Ramadan which were better than the one that you are going to enjoy this year, then it means that you have gone down. And in matters of deen, especially when you are getting older, you're supposed to get wiser. And if you become wiser, then deen-wise you should be getting better. So your Jummas should be getting better by each time. Your Ramadan should be getting better by each year. Ab agar Ramadan tumhara utna achha nahi gaya jitna pehle kuch mein se koi gaya hai, to iska matlab tumhare deen mein zawal aaya hai. And to go down in the matters of deen is a disaster. You can go down in finance, that before you used to make so much and now you're not making anything. Before you had so much strength and now that strength has gone. before you were really, really fast in football and you were so quick, right? But now you don't have that stamina and that speed. That's fine. Things can go up and down there, not a problem. لیکن اللہ کے رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی بھی ایک دعا ہے وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي وَلَا تَجْعَلْ مُصِيبَتَنَا فِي دِينِنَا. کیا مطلب؟ یا اللہ ہمارے دینی معاملات میں ہمیں کسی مصیبت میں نہیں ڈالنا. دینی معاملات میں in our religious and religious affairs do not put give us any مصیبت. What's this مصیبت in dini matters? مصیبت is you were at some point really good and you have deteriorated. یہ مصیبت ہے. پہلے آپ نمازی تھے, آپ نے نمازیں چھوڑ دی. پہلے قرآن کا معمول تھا, آپ نے قرآن چھوڑ دیا. پہلے تہجد کا معمول تھا, اب آپ نے تہجد چھوڑ دی. تو یہ کیا ہے؟ یہ دین میں کمی ہے, دین میں نقصان آیا, یہ دین کی مصیبت کہلاتی ہے. تو ہی علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام has also made this دعا وَلَا تَجْعَلْ مُصِيبَتَنَا فِي دِينِنَا. So you don't want to go down this Ramadan. That should be an important rule on your preparation list. It should be better than any Ramadan in the past. Number three, there are some nominal targets that everybody, no matter how weak you may be and how much weak mu'min you call yourself, but you have to meet them. What's that target? Getting 5 salats for males in the masjid with jamaat. That's the nominal target in Ramadan. I'm sure you keep on listening to me all the time. Every year I keep on repeating myself over and over again that each salat is more important than the whole fast. I see lots of young people, and this is why I'm putting more stress, that there are lots of young people like yourselves, I hope you are not one of them, is you will eat, you will even stay up for many hours with your friends and everything, sometimes with ibadat, sometimes without non-ibadat, chilling out here and there from one dessert shop to the other. You'll stay up, and then what happens? You'll eat suhoor, and then what happens? You'll read your fajr namaz at home and you go to sleep. Wrong. You've got it wrong. This is stupidity. This is naivety. This is not understanding Ramadan. Would have been better if after Isha you would have gone to sleep and then turn up for Fajr Salat and even read with Jamaat. There are people who will fast, but the Salat, whichever Salat they get, they read some of the Salat they'll miss. You will see there are lots of people who miss the first Maghrib in Ramadan and they only turn up for Taraweeh and Isha. So their Ramadan starts from Isha like. So they've already missed Maghrib and it doesn't even occur them in any way. Nominal target is to get the 5 daily Salat with Jamaat in the Masjid. Asim. I have been saying this to whichever class I have been taking this week, and I have said this in Juma, and it's a very important sort of tip and a very good advice. So may I repeat with you guys as well. Our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, whoever shall offer 5 daily salats for 40 days with Jamaat is a condition. With the first takbir, means from the time when Imam starts his salat. Whoever shall read 5 daily salats for 40 days. And in what capacity? With Jamaat. And to be there from the very beginning. From the first takbir, takbir-e-ula. Then what's the price? I'm not there to set prices on behalf of Allah. Only Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Anbiya and Prophets can mention the prices. And even when they mention, they don't have the authority to decide. It's whatever Allah tells them. Abbas, is everything okay?
Yes, I just dropped my family phone.
Family? Do you already have wife, children and extended family, Abbas?
No, just my mom.
Very big family. So what's the prize? The prize our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam confirms that Allah grants him exemption from the hellfire. Kutibat lahu bara'atum, Hamza, bara'atum min an-nar. Hamza, Hamza hai. Maksud?
Muslim Hamza, you see?
Of course, he's getting wiser. He's getting mashallah. He's been in other masjids. Chalo. So one of the prize is he is written exemption from hellfire. In other words, this gentleman who has managed to read Salat for 40 days Abbas, 5 times with Jamaat, with first takbir, such a person cannot be flung in the hell fire. His dedication for this is good enough to remain exempt from hell fire. And it's not just, okay, you just once in your lifetime, you just this do 40 days and you just relax all your life that I've done my bit. I've already won the exemption. The mystery behind this is if you are going to read this 45 salats for 40 days with Jamaat, with Takbir, then chances are, probability is your lifestyle will change. And now your lifestyle will become much better than what it was before this. So based on that change of your lifestyle as well, getting better, this is where the exemption of the hellfire is as a whole package. Now what you have done, what impact this is going to have, the positive impact, all put that together, you will win the exemption from hellfire. This is how it works. That's one certificate like. So it's a certificate to say, I certify that Mr. Abbas Khan has been exempted from the hellfire for eternity regardless. Ji, Allah ki taraf se, you get a certificate, in other words. This is certified. This is one. The other is, kutibat bara'atum, Hamza. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Excellent. كُتِبَتْ لَهُ بَرَاءَةٌ مِنَ النِّفَاقِ. He is granted exemption from hypocrisy. He is granted exemption from, not exemption, in other words, this guy is free from hypocrisy. Such a person cannot be blamed and named as a hypocrite. Somebody who can show so much dedication, it only takes a sincere, good believer to be so much dedicated. So this is a clear indication and evidence and proof that he has put on the table in the court of Allah that I am a sincere believer. Otherwise, this is beyond anybody's ability who has no iman. Only iman can allow you to do this. So he is given a certificate. Jumme mein the maksuda. नहीं आप समोसे बनाने में बिजी रहो संडे को किया कितने बनाए नहीं आपने गिने भी तो आपने कॉन्फिडेंशियल रखा क्या है मैंने समोसे बनाए बीवी के साथ बनाए फजर के सोहर के दरमियान बनाए कौन सी कॉन्फिडेंशियलिटी रखी है Allahu Akbar. Now, so let's look at the effort Okay, and the price. So effort is what? 40 salats times 5. How many salat is that, Abbas?
200.
200 salats. Umar, 200 salats. With the condition is Umar? With Jamaat. In what capacity? Ask him. From the very beginning, Takbiratul Ula. This is the commitment required now. If you make Jamaat because you cannot be in the masjid, you are at work and you are making Jamaat of your own there, that also counts. That is also with Jamaat. What is the price, Huzaifa?
You're free from hypocrisy and then you don't, you're saved from hellfire.
That's right. Exemption from hellfire and exemption from being a hypocrite. Now, question is, 40 days, how are we going to do it? Throughout the whole year, it might be difficult for during other months in the year. But in Ramadan, this makes the task easy because in the Ramadan, we are already motivated. We are already reading 5 salats with Jamaat in the masjid. It's only a matter of adding 10 more days. Sahih, Ikram? Yes. I am asking myself first and foremost, and I'm asking you guys, let's go for it. You know, you guys, you have been through university and everything, and some of you are already in now. You know, you talk about all the time GCSEs, and then they finished, and then you started now working on A-levels, and they finished, and then they started on uni. So it's constantly, years after years. And what will it guarantee you? Maximum. Maximum, maximum, if Allah wills, prosperity of dunya. That with all these qualifications, you'll get a good job. With good job, right, you'll get good money. With good money, you'll have good house. With good house, you'll have good family. With good standard of education, a very good house, a very good car. True? This is how maximum it goes. Any further than that, Abbas? Ji? Or you'll take something of it in the qabr as well?
No.
So after all the effort of years, it only promises what? Prosperity of dunya for some years. And that is if you are lucky. Because there are people who have bagged and have these hajj certificates under their belt, but they haven't managed to either find a job or whatever, things didn't go right for them. What if we make an effort for 40 days and it's not non-stop 40 days, it's just 40 days for 10-15 minutes for each slot of 5 salat. In other words, every day about an hour or quarter. An hour and a quarter. That is the sort of dedication required. I am asking you boys here, all of you. Let's go for it. Let's go for it, Asim. What do you think, Asim? Do you think it's achievable, not achievable?
Not achievable.
Achievable? Yes. If you are at work and you are at school, Asim, teaching, then get you those Muslim teachers, Muslim students together and do Jamaat. Other than that, the other salat that you can return from after school, you come and, of course, read in the masjid. What makes it easy is, depending on your work and work pattern and sleep pattern, you can always get Jamaat somewhere in Sheffield because there are a number of masjids around. And most of them have different times. For the Somali masjids, the Arab masjids, the Pakistani masjids, all different types of masjid, and each one has, some have big salats in beginning time, some have salat in the middle, and some masjids have salat more towards the end. So you can always get salat somewhere in your neighborhood, within your neighborhood. It's not that you have to travel to the other side of Sheffield. Umair, what I want you to do is go for it. Go for it. But you've got to decide when you're going to start, because you need to count those 40 days. And remember, the condition is getting the first takbir. So if you've started and you've worked and then after that you stop having the first takbir, then no, it won't count. So you've got to be very much what you call prepared, determined before you start. You should know exactly what is required. Alhamdulillah, following our discussion in the class, there are some already who have started. Because now we are about 10, we were at that time when I was discussing 10 days before. So they've started. But we can start now, tomorrow maybe, the day after tomorrow. But depending on when we're going to start, we're going to make a note of the date. And we're going to work out 40 days after that. So if you start from tomorrow, which is about 6 days away from Ramadan, then you will need to add 4 more days after Ramadan to make it 40. And of course, we do have intention, inshallah, of continuing after Ramadan at least for 4 days, isn't it, Asim? Or we'll just stop it. Yes. But if you have that sort of target that I need to complete 40 days, then you will continue even after Ramadan just in order to complete those days. Otherwise, it will be a waste. Well, it won't be a waste, but you won't get what you really wanted out of this. What do you think, Asim? Ready? Umair? Really? Bismillah? Bismillah karo beta. Maksud, kaam ka masla hai ya bismillah? Aapne 200 samosa banaye ya nahi? Ji? 200 se zyada ho jayenge. 200 se zyada ho jayenge. 200 se zyada ho jayenge. Ji. Jab 200 aap samosa bana sakte ho, to ab humne 200, aap to namazi aadmi ho. Pakke namazi ho, mashallah. Saal bhar namaz padho.
Jamaat ke saath jana.
Haan. तो आप जो है, मैं आपको बताऊं, आप अपने काम पर कुछ साथी को रखो, उसको प्लीज आपने मेरा इंतजार करना है, हम दोनों प्लान करेंगे, आप जल्दी जल्दी पढ़ नहीं लेना, उसे पहले से बताओ कि आपने पढ़ना नहीं. अच्छा, दूसरा तरीका यह है कि काम की मजबूरी की वजह से अगर वहाँ जमात में कोई आपको न मिला तो इस पगली को कह दो टैक्स करके कि अभी नमाज नहीं पढ़ना, बीवी को, बच्चों को, ऐसी मजबूरी के दर्जे में, ताकि वो जमात मिल सके, मिल जाए. अब भी कोई मसला है इसके बाद भी? बस इस तरह करो. आपकी कौन सी मिस हो सकती है? फजर तो अर्ली टाइम में है, इसके बाद ही आप काम पे जाते हो, ठीक. जोहर की नमाज का मसला है, असर आपको मिल सकती है, सिर्फ जोहर का मसला है ना. तो जोहर के लिए आप या तो अपने काम के काम पर आप किसी को साथ कर लो. हुज़ैफ़ा रेडी? यस, हुज़ैफ़ा इज़ अ नमाज़ी बॉय, माशाल्लाह, कम्स फॉर फजर एज़ वेल. इकराम, अनलाइक सम. अब्बास, व्हाट आर योर इवल और गुड इंटेंशंस? जी,
वैसा ये जो इसका कंडीशन ये भी है कि मस्जिद की जमात में.
जी, इस तरह नहीं, बस बिल जमात ही है. No, he is not ready. I'm sorry, Ahmadi. Are you ready? Sir, come and read on the mic. Because you are here today, they can take him away. Alright? Just to make it easy for you. But next time, I don't want you to come until I call you.
Okay?
Yes. Today, I'll let him go. Number two, this is something about Salat. So don't eat your Suhoor Ikram and go to sleep. No, like read Fajr at home and then go to sleep. That's what I mean. You do that? Sometimes.
On the days I used to go into the office, I did that
So Abbas, you don't do that anymore. You read Fajr Salat wherever you can get it. Madni Masjid, you love it, I know. So find there. Every masjid is a masjid.
Isha 7 minutes.
Chalo, it doesn't matter. You read. So next. So this is something about Salat. Next. Boys with you especially. The hadith says, قراءة القرآن في الصلاة أفضل من الصلاة من تلاوة القرآن في غير الصلاة. تلاوة القرآن في الصلاة أفضل من التلاوة في غير الصلاة. کیا مطلب مقصود؟ صحیح. گوٹ مقصود. الحمدللہ صرف سموسے نہیں بناتے, اچھے بھی کام کر لیتے. وہ بھی اچھا ہی کام تھا, برا کون سا تھا. And half his boys understood, to read Salat, to read Quran in Salat is better than reading Quran without Salat. So you are reading Quran and you guys are hafiz. So no, you shouldn't be reading, just sitting down and reading Quran. Alif Lam Mim Dhalikal Kitabu La Raiba Fi Yusikum Allahu Fi Auladikum. Get up, say Allahu Akbar and read Yusikum Allah Huzaifa. Understood? Stand and read in Salat. Read Quran in Salat. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi, although the hadith by sanad and chain of narration is not authentic, he has narrated this hadith under the authority of Ali radiyallahu anhu. That Salat, which is Quran, which is read in Salat, Quran, which is read in Salat, for every letter you get 100 reward, not 10. You know, the hadith says that whenever you are reciting Quran, then for every letter you are getting 10 reward. 10 reward is if you are reading. So he narrates this hadith. It's a long hadith, although as I've already said, that by sanad and chain of narration, it's not as authentic. And the hadith says that if you just sit without wudu, and you are just reading Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, for every letter you are getting 10. If you read the same Quran now with wudu, then the price goes up to 25 per each letter. If you are reading it in Salat but sitting down on the chair or on the floor, you are reading Quran in Salat but on the chair or on the ground sitting, then you are getting 50 for each letter. 50 for each letter, not 10 for each letter. And if you are standing and you are reading Quran, then for each letter you are receiving 100 for each letter. So you are already learning your Quran, isn't it? A very good way of learning the Quran is to stand up and read. So what you do? If you sit down and learn, because Umar, you need to go looking in as well, don't you, isn't it? Because otherwise you won't be able to read. Because it's kacha by now, isn't it? No? It's pakka? Asim, pakka or kacha? mine is yours in the middle. So of course you'll need to sit down and go over it. Once you have gone over it and you are prepared now, then what do? Allahu Akbar. So you prepare a quota. You've prepared the quota, put it away, Allahu Akbar, and now you read in your salat, that quota. You'll get stuck. Maybe chances are you will get stuck. If you get stuck, then you find your way through. In other words, go to the next ayat or go to the next ruku, whatever you can remember as next. Then again, next quarter, looking in, then practice in salat. If you want to practice good tarawih, even to read in salat is very helpful. If you want to have good leading, good tarawih, good standard of tarawih you want to lead, then before leading throughout the day, if you practice in your own salat, then it's a very good practice and it's very helpful. So I'm asking you all Hafiz boys here, in Ramadan, read Quran, looking in it in order to get ready. And then after that, read it in salat. Or do you know what you do, Ikram? You learn it, but then you are going to read two sunnat of Fajr. So read this quota that you have learned in the two rakat sunnat of Fajr. You don't have to make, if you don't have time or convenience, then you can read in that sunnat that you are reading for the salat. So before Zuhr namaz, practice the quarter or the half or whatever you can, and then read them in the four rakat sunnat of Zuhr salat. Read some in the two rakat sunnat after Zuhr. You come early before Asr and you check through and you prepare and read them in the four rakat or before Asr or two rakat before Asr. A bit after two in the two rakat sunnat after Maghrib. A bit if Allah allows and there is time and you don't have to go to work and you are up, you wake up a little early so you can read tahajjud, then learn, read it in tahajjud salat. That's what tahajjud is all about. So let me strongly exhort you all the Hafiz boys, that you read your Quran in salat. Non-Hafiz, Abbas, what should you be doing? Shall I tell you, Abbas? You tell me. No, I'll tell you, Abbas. Better go read your Yasin and Tabarak or whatever other surahs that you know by heart. Leave Kul Huwallah Nina Atina alone, please. For this month at least. Give a fair share to other surahs. Abbas. Ji. ये सब वो मसाइल हैं फिकह के कि can you read your salat holding it in your hand? Some imams they do allow, some they don't allow. तो वो सब फिकह के debates हैं. Alright. Imam Mufti Tariq. Acha. So, suno. Jisko jo aap logon ko yaad hai, jo non-hafiz hai. Aap logon ko jo kuch bhi yaad hai. Tariq, kya yaad hai? Kya yaad hai?
Kya? Quran ke baare
mein. Haan. Kitna yaad hai? Yasin yaad hai?
Yasin nahi yaad.
Tabarak. So, jisko jitna jo kuch bhi yaad ho, you read that in salat. So, Abbas, you know your Yasin, I'm sure you do, don't you?
Yes, sir.
You've still maintained it? Mm-hmm. So, read your Yasin, read your Tabarak, read Aman al Rasulu, read Suratul Kahfi. Whatever portion of the Quran that you know by memory, then you read them. That's number one. Read them in salat. The other thing is, in order to win this reward of reading Quran in salat, is you could read multiple surahs in each rakat. तो आपको मकसद जल्दी क्यों होती है? आप लंबी लंबी सूरत पढ़ो, इधा जुलजिला भी पढ़ो, वल आदियात भी पढ़ो, अल कारिया भी पढ़ो, अल हाकुमुत तकासुर भी पढ़ो, वो भी कब मगरिब की नमाज की दो सुन्नतों में। वो समोसे जो बनाए हैं ना वो तैयार, हाँ वो इंतज़ार करेंगे आपका। अच्छा, तो एक रकात के अंदर यू कैन रीड मल्टीपल सूरत्स। नॉन हाफिज कैन डील विद द सिचुएशन इन दैट वे, दे कैन रीड मल्टीपल सूरत्स। पहली रकात के अंदर यासीन का एक रुकू पढ़ा, दूसरी रकात में दूसरा पढ़ा, तीसरी रकात में तीसरा, एक नमाज में यासीन पढ़ी, दूसरी नमाज में तबारक पढ़ो, गिविंग इट अ फेयर शेयर। दैट्स अ गुड वे ऑफ एंजॉइंग गुड सलात इन रमजान बाय डूइंग व्हाट, रीडिंग एज मच कुरान एज पॉसिबल इन सलात, whatever you know. That on one hand refreshes your memory, Abbas, the forgotten Yasin and Tabarak and getting mixed up with every time. Ji. So that sharpens your memory and refreshes your memory. And number two, more reward, better quality of salat and concentration, because now you're struggling. وَنُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ and all this, you're struggling now. Abbas, true, isn't it? وَآيَةٌ لَّهُمُ الْ which one it is? الْأَرْضُ الْمَيْتَةَ وَآيَةٌ لَّهُمُ اللَّيْلِ. So again, you'll remain focused. So the quality of salat goes up as well. Number three. In order to make better Ramadan, especially for those people who already read five salat throughout the whole year, then for them to concentrate in the month of Ramadan is to concentrate on the quality of salat. You may don't have to extend many salat on top of five, like lots of nafal and so on, but what addition you could make is the quality. So as I said, one way of making better quality is reading more of Quran, multiple surahs and so on. Other way of bettering your salat is you read all this additional tasbih that you all know already. For example, in between the sajda, two sajda, Allahumma ghafirli wa rahamni wa ahdini wa afini wa rizukni wa jburni. سمع الله لمن حمد ربنا لك الحمد ملء السماوات وملء الأرض. Read all this additional tasbih. That will give you better quality of salat. Take more time in sajda. Take more time in ruku. Read multiple tasbih. Read various types of tasbih. Read various types of tasbih like subbuhun quddusun. سبحان ذي الملك والجبروت والكبرياء والعظمة. And this is what Ahlul Quran is all about. The standard of Salat, the quality and the quantity of Salat, how much prolonged you can make Salat. These Hafiz boys should have more in them. This is their standard. So work hard on the quality of salat. Work hard on the quality of salat. So number one, you don't miss salat. Number two, lots of Quran in salat. Number three, generally the quality of salat to be improved. Number four, overall, which applies to every human being, every Muslim. And that is, O'Neill to Liverpool. Who? I would be? No, I wouldn't. No. I'm not. Exactly. I'm not like that, Ikram.
इन बच्चों के मन से दिमाग नहीं काम कर रहे, ये तो छलांगे लगाएंगे, सेलिब्रेट करेंगे, और जब वो उनके सपोर्टर मिलेंगे, हेलो फैकी, करो मावे फैकी, ये इनको मिलेगा।
सही। नंबर थ्री और नंबर फोर, रिफ्रेनिंग फ्रॉम सिंस। The spirit of fasting, the spirit of Ramadan, it goes away instantly by committing sins. Yes, it can be forgiven. Sins can be forgiven. It will be forgiven. You will be forgiven eventually because of your Ramadan, your fasting and everything. But whatever you will want to hoard in this month in terms of piety of Allah, pleasure of Allah, the barakat, the rahmat, those fruits will be lost. The fruits will be not of that quality. Isko infection lag gaya hai. Jaise koi tum ek pauda ugao, darakht ugao, aur us plant ke andar koi infection paida ho jate hain. So the quality of the fruits are not going to be the same. In the same way, whatever fruits that need to be, that Ramadan should be producing, the quality will not be found in them by committing sins, whatever it may be. Of course, major is out of question, but we need to refrain from minor sins also. So do you your best to protect your ears so you don't listen to music. Protect your eyes. Are you laughing, Abbas? Abbas, do you have a problem? Ji, so protection of your eyes, of your ears, of your tongue. Sometimes you may say something silly, sometimes more, many times you might backbite. So many things can happen. It's a different case. You know, we people have become so accustomed to sinning that in Ramadan then it's difficult to make that sudden change. So this is why we need to be very extraordinarily vigilant and to know, okay, it's Ramadan, I must not do this. It will not automatically come because of our lifestyles, our mentality, our poor culture. And I'm talking to you from a very practical perspective, the way we see our culture, our people and everyone. So yes, you will have to go out of your way to be more conscious that it's Ramadan and I must not do this. Ye kaam mustaqil hai, lekin ye sabse bada kaam hai maqsood. Guna se bachna. Allah mujhe bhi bachaye, aapko bhi bachaye. And do you know when you've talked about taqwa, what does that mean, taqwa, Huzaifa? Purity. Purity, you could say, but then again, what purity? If you fear Allah and you stay away from sins, and by staying away from sins, you get that purity. Yes, it could be referred as that. But it's simple in taqwa, simple words for me and you, is to refrain from sins out of love and fear of Allah. Out of love / fear of Allah. Not just fear. We love Him too. In fact, our love is more than our fear. So out of love and fear of Allah, to refrain from sins is taqwa. You know, many times you'll listen to the, you'll hear ulama's taqwa, 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 taqwa. And you ask yourself, what is taqwa? Oh, Quran repeatedly says something about taqwa, taqwa, God, to fear Allah, to fear Allah. It simply, it means Allah doesn't want you to fear Him for no reason. He's just saying that out of my love and fear, just stay away from sins. You don't need to fear me otherwise. मैं तुम्हें डराने के लिए थोड़ी बैठा हूँ कि मैं तुम्हें डराता रहूँ, अब तुम मुझसे कांपते रहो और डरते रहो. समझ गए? बस मेरे जो गुनाह है, कानून है, उस पर अमल करो. मेरी मोहब्बत में और मेरे खौफ में, मेरे जलाल के एहतराम में, मेरी अजमत के एहतराम में. गुनाह से बचो, और अगर कुछ हो गया तो माफी मांगो। So in Ramadan, if you look at the Quranic verse of the Holy Quran, that we have prescribed upon you the fasting so that you may have taqwa. Kutiba alaykum as-siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. This tattaqun, what does that mean? So that you may attain taqwa. What does that mean? You may attain taqwa so that you may have in yourself element of out of love and fear of Allah to refrain from sins. You may develop self-control of not committing sins. This is called taqwa. So the whole purpose of celebration of Ramadan is to inculcate piety and taqwa in ourselves. And that, it's the main thing that you have to do in Ramadan is stay away from sins. Now, not to fast is also a sin, so you fast. To miss salat is a sin, so you don't miss salat. And besides that, of course, there is a long list of what is guna and what isn't guna. Ye hai Ramazan ki tayari. Right, next. Especially for Hafiz and standard of Maqsood, Tariq and so on. And also Abbas, mashallah, is very much into his deen. For people of such a standard, they must accommodate either tahajjud salat, ishraq and tahajjud might be a bit difficult to stay up until ishraq if you have woke up from tahajjud. So either you have tahajjud and then you have salatul duha later, chasht salat, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, even maybe 12 o'clock these days. The Nafal Salat during that time is called Salatul Duha. You accommodate that Salat. So you look into this important Nafal Salat, they're optional, but yes, our standard should be as such because we already used to five Salat, so Ramadan meets by spicing it up a bit more. Mehman is here, so you cook more things than you normally cook for the family. Which Mehman is here, Ikram? Ramadan. Ramadan is Mehman. So in this month, you cook more than you usually cook. I'm not talking about samosa and that. You cook more things means other days you were just reading five salat. It was a five-course menu. Now what you should provide is seven-course, eight-course menu. You're accommodating tahajjud. You're accommodating salatul duha. After maghrib salat, when the whole masjid will run away, you are going to stay there, stay up, and you read your salat, nafal salat, for as long as you possibly can. What's the rush? Do it. It's childish. What? For what? The something that you have been eating all your life. It's nothing different. The cook is the same. The menu is the same. Nothing different. Why are you running for it? You know, this is childish attitude that generally you'll see in public. And as though everybody is running for life. As though some sort of fire has gone off in the masjid and everybody's running. No, you don't show that attitude. Come. At the end of the day, it's only kebabs that we've been killing all our lives and we'll continue to kill even later. Maybe it might be just 5, 10, 20 minutes, 15 minutes later. In other words, you come to your senses of looking at everything from a very logical perspective, not just material and your desire perspective. That's what you do all year. Your own comfort, your own convenience. Here you go do things that you don't like to do generally. Generally you like to jump out of the masjid as soon as the salat is over. No, now you're going to try to stop yourself. Your tahajjud salat, especially if you are not working or studying, or the days that you are not going to work the next day or school. Tahajjud salat for especially us Ahlul Quran guys, or for all religious minded people in Ramadan, is a must. For those days when you don't have to go to work. In other words, you don't just get up from your bed, Asim, to eat suhoor. That's something too cheap to wake up for, Abbas. That is something too cheap to wake up for. What is suhoor? Suhoor ke liye uthna hai humne itne meethi neend chhodkar. You know, sweet sleep is so sweet, isn't it? Really, do we really want to, just because of that parathe, right? You want to wake up and jump out of bed. Ikram, is it worth it? Ji, acha. Sunnat to ye hai ki jab uthe hain to kha lo. Ji, jab uthe hain to ab kha lo. Isi wajah se iske baghair bhi roza ho jata hai. Iske baghair bhi roza ho jata hai. Right, so when you wake up anyway. So rather than just waking up for suhoor, what you do is you wake up for tahajjud. And this should be more motivating. That yes, let me, Allah is waking me up for his salat rather than paratha is waking me up. So you wake up, whatever, for Hafiz boys, wake up good half an hour, 1 hour before. And you are reading whatever you led Salat in Taraweeh, that is already fresh. True? Read that in Tahajjud Salat. Because for the next day you are not ready yet. Because for next day, today's work, you are not yet ready. So maybe you want to know that revision. But whatever it was yesterday that you led in Taraweeh, you can read in Tahajjud Salat. And now you eat, enjoy your suhoor. And you'll see the difference in suhoor that you eat after Tahajjud. You'll be more relaxed. You'll be cheered up at that time. You'll eat well as well. You will eat well as well. In other words, you'll kill it properly. Whereas you just jump out of bed, Abbas, and you half gargle your mouth and wash your hands and you sit on the dastarkhan, then chances are that you will be all grumpy, Abbas. You won't be smiling as you are smiling now. You'll have a face on. You will not be able to eat well. True, isn't it? Everybody, when they wake up in the morning, they're a bit miserable. Right. Hamza, is that right? Or you are like that all the time? Hamza? Just in the morning? Good. So yes, tahajjud salat for us is a must. Huzaifa, suna? Tahajjud. For you boys, the ones who are hafiz, it's more rewarding and better for you to keep on revising the Quran than reading and making any other ibadat. For example, there is another ibadat which is what? Tasbih. Subhanallah, subhanallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, and so on. There is one ibadat of reciting the Quran. For you, reciting the Quran is better than reading tasbih. Because with recitation of the Quran, you are refreshing your memory. You are trying to save the Quran in your memory. So that is more rewarding for you and more important. So you spend as much as time as possible in doing that. There are some important times that you cannot compromise with Abbas. Asr Maghrib, you have to be in the masjid. You read Asr and then you stay in your same place. You don't just turn up for Maghrib just 15 minutes before iftar. Do you get me, Abbas? Ji. So Asr Salat, you join us, and or wherever you are, you read your Asr and you stay in the same place. Allah Allah until Maghrib. This is how you conclude the day when you are fasting. You don't talk to anybody. This is a time for communication with Allah, singing the hymns for Allah. And you stay in the masjid. You can't go wrong. You don't want to see outside world. And with us, Hafiz, there's so much to do, isn't it? Because it's the last 1 or 2 hours and it's panicky. I want to get ready for Tarawih. I want to get ready for Tarawih. I want to cover my part, the whole para. So if for Hafiz, this is really panicky time. And Alhamdulillah, whether you like it or we don't like it, but even we are panicky until Tarawih and even in Tarawih, which in a way, it's good that we are preoccupied in something which is good and keeps us occupied. Whereas the other guys who are non-Hafiz, oh, they have the iftar and you should see how, you know, they rest and they enjoy the time between Maghrib and Isha. For me and you, it's very intense. It's very intense. Is it Asim? Good answer. And the days when you never had to lead Tarawih? Very relaxing, isn't it?
More relaxing.
So yes, leading Tarawih, it helps that you are still busy learning the Quran, reading the Quran. Ji, any questions now?
Yeah. Tarawih kam shuru karenge ye time? 8 o'clock.
Tarawih, taqriban, I think so. It might be 8 o'clock. Yes, at the beginning.
Any normal Isha time?
Yeah, ji. Yeah, normal Isha time.
So finish kab hogi?
Jab main witr namaz ka salam phirunga, us waqt khatam hogi. Inshallah. Inshallah.
By 10 o'clock.
Haan, sahi. Or generally, all bayan, tarawih, witr, everything takes about 2 hours, doesn't it, Ikram? 2 hours? So yes, 8 o'clock till 10 o'clock. So it's just like having Monday Quranic class, Tariq. Sahi? So kya hai, kaun si badi baat?
We can get enough time to sleep as well.
Yes, there's going to be enough time for sleeping, yes. In other words, you could have got 5-6 hours in between.
I wanted to say, during the Prophet's time,
Sallallahu Alaihi
Wasallam, the Prophet used to do sakta, sometimes 2 sakta, during the namaz. He used to do jalsa, he used to do averages 60 to 100 ayahs in rakat, and rafal yadain and all that. So this was basically a breaking action to slow down the namaz, the salat. And over the years, yes, some breaking action remove kar diye.
Saika.
And it is very good that you bring it similarly to prolong the namaz, you know, the way you suggested.
True. Aista karte karte, namaz has become just a very fast, practical activity. And over the years, it's getting faster and faster. So yes, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has very strongly recommended that salat should be halki, not prolonged. But question is, what is prolonged and what is short? Short means short compared to the tahajjud that these guys are, they were used to reading for hours and hours. In other words, you don't lead salats, 5 daily salats, like you read your tahajjuds. So if he alayhi salatu was salam said you must not lead salat, prolonged salat, then of course he wouldn't be doing himself as well. So let's find out like how he would be reading, because that's like standard. He wouldn't prolong and he wouldn't even reduce it as well. So his is like a normal standard. So as Tariq said, yes, yeah, for Fajr Salat he would read up to 200 ayats. Now 200 ayats, it means a very, very long surat. Tabarak is only 30 ayats. Yasin is how many ayats? Check. Is it 30? 40? How many ayats has Yasin got? Yeah, just check the last. 53. Yasin is 53 ayats. So in other words, you read just as much as two Yasins in one salat. That's how prolonged his salat was. This is just in qiraat. And then of course the ruku and sajda matched the qiraat as well. So it wasn't like prolonged standing and reading Quran and then really bang, 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 ruku and sajda. No, the ruku and sajda were proportionate. So over the years and over the centuries and over different cultures, salat has become very, very fast. And now people like ourselves who try to slow things down, they are being branded as these people are prolonging their salats contrary to the recommendation of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Samajh gaye? Ye hai. Hum to wapas us taraf le ja rahe hain jo tarika tha. उसके क्वार्टर हिस्से में भी नहीं लेना चाहते.
मौलाना साहब, couple of weeks ago मुझे एक आदमी मिला, वो कह रहा था कि वो नमाज ना बांध के लिए मस्जिद में जाके पढ़ता. तो मैंने कहा कि तुम्हारे क्लोज है.
What, how many ayats are there in Yasin? 83. Yes, not 53. 83. Who said 53? 83 ayats in Yasin. So can you, yes, so as much as one Yasin.
So he goes, Maulana Shaykh takes forever. Is it in namaz? The man ki agar azur paak se agar usne baa jaye na, you are not ready to read behind him.
True. So salat has really shrinked over the years. Bahut shrink ho gayi hai.
Aur ye hadith use karte hai ki pak ne kaha ki mutasil namaz unke mutasil se 4-5 minute
sahi.
Aur ye bhi mehra wo badi takalluf se padte hain.
Any quick questions? Abbas,
I have one but it's not related to salat.
Go ahead.
Prayed for that person for it to be expanded. So my kind of question from there is that with, you know, such a companion like that and the grave is, you know, going closer to him, and, you know, of course we've heard about the ribcage, etc. How is it for normal people? Do we have to kind of endure punishment first in order to be cleansed, then we go to heaven? Or like is it just how, for example, for us compared to Sahaba and stuff?
Yes, it's true. It's a very authentic story. And it's a story about Uthman ibn Mad'un, as I recall. He's a Sahabi who passed away. When he passed away, Arsh bhi Allah Ta'ala ka harkat mein aaya tha. 70,000 farishton ne unki namaz-e-janaza ada ki thi. 70,000 angels participated in his funeral. when this Sahabi radiallahu anhu was lowered in the grave and the grave was closed in, suddenly Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam started reading tasbih loud, and he asked the Sahaba to read tasbih loud. Allah knows what he saw at the time. Sahaba just followed what he, the instructions given to them. So they all started reading Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar for a while. After the funeral process was over, they asked Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he said, this is a Sahabi whose grave was trying to close in on him. Hence, I started reading tasbih and I asked you to read tasbih so that he could be relieved. Sahabi was a bad man? No. This was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this particular occasion. He was trying to bring what naturally happens in the grave at the beginning until something good happens. Until then you become relieved. By nature, everybody whoever is going to go in the grave would charge in. Until your amal will save, will try, will make an attempt. But then your iman and your deen, your amal will save you. So it's not to say this particular sahabi is. No, he was the sahabi whom 70,000 angels read salah. So he must be a believer for angels to come today. The arsh of Allah became shaken on his death. He, alayhi salam, said that the arsh has become shaken up. So he's a very sincere believer. But by nature, so what can we say about this story? Right. So the maximum we can say that yes, by nature, the earth and the qabr will charge. Right. But then your iman and amal will save you and you will become relieved. So it's not that we all have to go through the torments of the graves and being squeezed, and with that squeeze we are cleansed and that. No. Inshallah. All right. All good believers, they become delivered from the torments of the grave. There is no pain, fear or anything from the time they've died. Ji.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shook when Muaz bin Jabal passed away.
Not Muaz ibn Jabal. Muaz ibn Jabal passed away after Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Ta'un, in Sham. So what was the arsh that was seen here? The arsh to. Yes, Sa'ad ibn Muaz, I think. Sa'ad ibn, not Usman ibn Maz'um. This story is either about the same thing, like in Sa'ad ibn Muaz. Not Muaz ibn Jabal. The story that I've just mentioned, that Abbas has mentioned, I think it's Sa'd ibn Muaz rather than Usman ibn Maz'un. So that fits your part of it as well. You are a little confused between Sa'd ibn Muaz and Muaz ibn Jabal.
Sure, I heard some scholars.
No, no. Muaz ibn Jabal to Allah ke Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke visal ke baad Umar radiyallahu anhu ke aakhiri daur mein unka visal hua, aur wo wahan Sham mein unka visal hua, aur Taun ki bimari mein ji wo shaheed hue, aur Taun ki bimari unhone mangi, shahadat mangi. Taun ki bimari mein shahadat mangi. To jab huzur ka visal ho chuka hai, to who was there to give witness that arsh hila hai? Any related questions? Kya matlab namaz ho jayegi? Namaz to ho hi jayegi. तो ये छोटा कौन बच्चा तो वो यूसुफ क्या करता है?
स्कूल में और हमारे पास जो बच्चा अवेलेबल है वो ऐसा हो कि मतलब 8 साल,
मुझे नहीं पता कि अब ये 8 साल या 5 साल या 6 साल का साथ शामिल हो जाए तो ये जमात कहलाएगी या नहीं, मुझे नहीं पता। हमजा, यू विल रीड सम कुरान।
यानी आप भी वो जमात हो सकती है ना, अगर आप अपने बच्चे को साथ रख लें और पीछे डायरेक्टली बिहाइंड यू इज योर वाइफ। यार ऐसे ऐसे क्वेश्चन करने छोड़ दें, वो क्वेश्चन करें जो प्रैक्टिकल।
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولله ملك السماوات والأرض ويوم تقوم الساعة يومئذ يخسر المبطلون وترى كل أمة جاثية كل أمة تدعى إلى كتابها اليوم تجزون ما كنتم تعملون هذا كتابنا ينطق عليكم بالحق إنا كنا نستنسخ ما كنتم تعملون فأما الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فيدخلهم ربهم في رحمته ذلك هو الفوز المبين وأما الذين كفروا أفلم تكن آياتي تتلى عليكم فاستكبرتم وكنتم قوما مجرمين وإذا قيل إن وعد الله حق والساعة لا ريب فيها قلتم ما ندري ما الساعة إن نظن إلا ظنا وما نحن بمستيقنين وبدا لهم سيئات ما عملوا وحاق بهم ما كانوا به يستهزئون وقيل اليوم ننساكم كما نسيتم لقاء يومكم هذا ومأواكم النار وما لكم من ناصرين ذلكم بأنكم اتخذتم آيات الله هزوا وغرتكم الحياة الدنيا فاليوم لا يخرجون منها ولا هم يستعتبون فلله الحمد رب السماوات ورب الأرض رب العالمين وله الكبرياء في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم صدق الله العظيم.
जब फजर के सौर के बंद होने के बाद फजर जब 15 मिनट रखा या 20 मिनट रखा या कितना?
बिटवीन 15 and 20. टाइम टेबल जब आएगा तो देख लें, आएगा भी इंशाल्लाह।
क्योंकि पिछले साल में हमने 10 मिनट दे रखा था,
15 कभी 15 से कम नहीं रखे और 20 से ज़्यादा नहीं रखा। सुबहानअल्लाह व बिहम्दिह, सुबहानकअल्लाह व बिहम्दिक, अशहदु अन ला इलाहा इल्ला अंत, अस्तगफिरुका व नतूबु इलैक।
کل صبح کل کباب بنا لینا.